Yo, 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 Big Sky Breakdown, SkylineSportsMT.com. We've been doing all sorts of audio on La Radio, on ESPN Radio all week long. But now here we are doing a little midday championship Wednesday podcast for you. Appreciate you for tuning in. Coulter Nuanez, Brooks Nuanez, coming to you from the Grove Bar, downtown Boise, Idaho, on the other side of Idaho Central Arena. The only reason we're not in the arena and we're sitting in a completely empty bar at 1 o'clock in the afternoon is because they won't let us into the arena. So that's cool. Super secret stuff going on in there with all the shoot-arounds. So we had to go in there and beg to get our radio equipment so we can come sit out here. So here we are. Anyways, Championship Wednesday is set. We're going to do just a brief bit on the women's championship game. By the time most of you guys are listening to this, that'll already be underway. It's 1 p.m. right now. The women's game between top-seeded Eastern Washington and second-seeded Northern Arizona tips at 3 p.m. And then the championship game at the perfect prime time of 9:45 at night. We'll get into that in a minute as well. But Montana versus Montana State for the first time since 1986, the second time ever. And the majority of what we talk about in this will be centered upon Cat Grizz, Grizz Cat, the rivalry game with the right – to go to the NCAA tournament. Guess I thanks to all of our great sponsors, including Holloway and Hulling Law. Holloway and Hulling Law, your advocates for justice in Montana. At Holloway and Hulling, they combine their passion for justice with a deep understanding of Montana law. These guys are all about fighting for the underdogs. Sat down with Nate Holloway and Nathan Hulling recently. Here's just a bit more from Nate Holloway on what Holloway and Hulling Law Firm can do for you.
I think what distinguishes our firm is collectively our experience. I think that's really important. Nathan and I both have handled hundreds and hundreds of criminal cases. We work on our large cases together. It's not like a situation where you hire a law firm, you hire the owner or the partner, and then you're going to have someone else handling all the actual reviewing the evidence and going through things. I mean, we take personal responsibility for all of our clients, and we work together on a lot of them to try and get good results. And I also think that it is a result-oriented business to a degree, and we get good results. If you're ever, you know, interviewing lawyers or trying to figure out who to hire, call us. We can show it to you. We can prove what we've done for our clients in the past and what we'll continue to do for them in the future.
Another thing you can do is you can go to our website and you can look at our recent cases and the results that we've gotten in those cases. And also in a little over 12 months, we've gotten almost 60 Google reviews. And I think people can go there and see what our past clients have thought of us.
Brooks, as we sit here, counting down the hours to the women's championship game, on the women's side, it went completely chalk. The entire tournament was chalk in terms of the top four seeds. Top four seeds all advance to the semifinals, and the top two seeds are in the final. On the men's side, it got all haphazard. But actually, even though it's the three seed versus the five seed, I do think it's two of the four best teams on the men's side that are playing tonight. The narrative the first couple days was just that the men's tournament was wild, crazy. Really, it's just because Eastern Washington and Northern Colorado played like shit on their first games, and that's about it. Other than that, most of what's happened, yeah, I mean, the Cats win over Weber State's probably like the memorable victory of this tournament in the men's bracket. Montana, you expect to beat Portland State and Idaho State to get to this point. So Grizz have taken advantage of having a good draw, and the Cats certainly dispatched of probably the only other contender on their side of the bracket, because Eastern got taken care of by Sacramento State. So I guess we'll just start with your general impressions of what we've watched today. Why do you think it is that the women's seeds held and the men's have been a little bit less predictable?
Well, I think the women's league is a little bit more top-heavy. There's years where we talk about kind of like RPI and the ranking of leagues, and you know, the men's league is kind of in the towards that, you know, the top of the bottom third of the country.
Right, 19th, where the, I think, is what the big
19th out of 32. And then the women is more in that like 12 to 15 range. So a little bit, you know, higher level basketball as far as the scope of the national picture goes. And the women's league at times can be relatively deep as far as there's some scrappy teams that maybe are getting 6, 7, 8 seed, but the top of the league is usually strong. And this year that was very much the case. I thought that there was
the women's RPI right now is 20th. It's actually a little lower.
Interesting.
You're right. Usually it is right around like the midpoint, like the 13, 14, 15.
It so felt down. There's not as much 20, star power.
But here's the thing is it, the top heavy is what drags the RPI down. Because there's three top 100 teams, so that's good. Three top 100 teams is as good as it usually is. I mean, that's actually better than it usually is. Usually you have two top 100 teams, but then like four more in the top 150. Eastern's at 77, NAU's at 91. They play for the title. Then Montana was at 101, so just right outside the top 100. But then Montana State, the only other one in the top 200, and then you're talking about 250 or below all the way down to Weber State, Sac State, and Portland State are in the bottom 20 in the country. So that drags down your RPI. I mean, Portland State is 344 out of – I think that's how many teams there are. So,
oh, Nelly.
So it drags you down because when you're the – you know, when even when you're Eastern Washington, your RPI is actually going down by sweeping Portland State, which that's dumb. But regardless, your point is correct.
Let's just get out the hard part out of the way, then we can talk about the fun part. The top three teams are all good teams. They could all three win this tournament in Eastern, NAU, and Little Lady Grizz. And then when you get to Montana State and down, we're talking about some bad teams. Montana State women are real bad. And that's not even by their fault. They played real hard. There was a little bit of a lack of diversity, but there was not a lack of effort. The top two seeds deserve to be in the championship game. They're by far the most two talented teams. I mean,
for sure.
The Lady Grizz are very talented, but they have a lot of when they're hot, they're arguably the best team in the league. But there's
very mercurial.
They can get, fall off the wagon real quick.
Steady is not what you'd use to describe.
That is not what you'd use.
And that's exactly what the first word you'd use to describe Eastern Washington. That's why they're the champs in the one seed.
Yep. So I think it'll be a battle. I think that they are good teams. Any league or any year, these two teams would be some of the top teams in the league. So I think they both are talented teams, even if the league is down right now on the women's side. It would be interesting to see. I think the NAU's probably has a little bit more firepower. But Eastern is, like you mentioned, very steady. MVP of the league. They have size. They play some gals that are 6 feet tall at the three spot, even at the two spot at times. They can rebound very well, and they can defend. So I think if Eastern can control the pace, that they'll have a real good chance at it. But if NAU at all gets control, I think that they could run away with it.
Big Sky Breakdown presented in part by Old Works Golf Course. Old Works Golf Course located in Anaconda, Montana. They're opening soon. No official open date yet. At least when you look at their website, but you can look at their awesome website, playatoldworks.com, for all sorts of announcements like that. We do have some stuff coming up Friday night. They have a salmon night and live music at Jack's Grill. Also have some karaoke coming up over the weekends as well. Some pass holder events, an Easter buffet, all sorts of fun stuff going on there at Jack's Grill. Old Works Golf Course is a Jack Nicklaus designed golf course. They have a simulator that's open year-round. So if you want to find out more about Old Works Golf Course, visit playoldworks.com. Steady is exactly how I would describe Eastern Washington, and that's been their formula all year.
That comes from their coach, too. She's very steady.
She's very steady. Jody Gleason has talked extensively about how their number one priority is to be the number one team in the country when it comes to culture. Here's what we do. Here's how we do it. Here's why we love each other, and here's how that love is projected onto the court. I didn't realize this till yesterday when Jamie Loetta and Jacinta Buckley were both in the postgame press conference. Buckley started her career at UNLV, and Loetta started her career at Arizona State. I knew that part. But Loetta's from Moses Lake, Washington, and Buckley's from Spokane.
Yep.
I also knew that part. I didn't know that they've been best friends since they were children.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Buckley was talking about how her and Loetta have been playing in tournaments since they were 11 years old.
That's so sweet.
And how they love competing in championships and stuff like that. And
super
and
cool.
So like now here they are, fifth-year seniors, and they came back to Eastern Washington together to like do it. So super cool for them. And that's the thing is like you look at Eastern scores. They've had a couple of games where they blew out NAU and Cheney. They ripped NAU to shreds. That was NAU's worst loss. NAU's had a great year. They're 15-3 in the league. They've won 25 games overall.
Most in school history. And
most in school history. Most in school history wins for either of these two teams.
Right.
28 for Eastern Washington.
28 wins, man.
That's pretty good. It's been a minute in the Big Sky since like probably that Northern Colorado team with Cammy Etheridge when they had Savannah Smith. And that's like the last
team. Get a 10 seed?
They got an 11 seed.
11 seed.
11 seed and somehow, some way, still got completely screwed and had to play Michigan.
Yeah, got killed. Yeah,
they competed, but like, And Michigan was, quote unquote, only a 7 seed, but it's just stupid when you draw a Power 5 team like that. It's just, it's frustrating is what it is. But Eastern's formula, though, besides when they ran NAU out of the gym, mostly, by and large, has been to just steady as they go. We play well, we don't play well, it doesn't really matter in terms of offensively.
They smother you a little bit.
They're great defensively. Yeah. And then they just, all they have to do is just make one run and then close out the game. And that's what they do to everybody. They just navigate the game until they make one run. And then once they have their gap, they're up 8 to 11 points, then they just systematically execute down the stretch. Yep. And that's because they have the single best point guard in the league. It's not close. They have the single best player in the league, Jamie Loetta. She's the only player that, to me, I have not seen her get sped up at all, ever, like this entire season. She's just steady as they come, all especially late game situations. And especially in women's basketball now with quarters. If you just win the last...
The greatest thing in the world.
It's the greatest thing in the world. But if you just win the last four or last 2 minutes of every quarter, especially the first half and the second half, you're going to win. Yep. You're going to win, and that's what they do. So I totally agree with you. If Eastern can execute their formula and it's steady as they go and all that, okay. On the flip side, though, I do think NAU has a real nice shot in this game.
Absolutely.
Because when they get out and going, they're feeding Sophie Glancy. They're running and gunning. She's rim running. You know, they just have... They have a stupid amount of shooters they can put around her. Both the Moran sisters.
The Moran sisters are elite, man.
I mean, Leah Beattie is back to being absolutely top-notch elite. Grace Beasley shot the lights out yesterday.
That's the when you said that there's no point guard close to Loletta, I thought that Grace Beasley, if she steps it up and she's a gamer and she plays her best, she is tough.
Hits four threes like she did yesterday.
Well, and just pushes it in transition.
The way she pushes it is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so, and she's feisty on defense.
And Taylor Feldman, their other point guard, is like poor ladies Reagan Skank, but she's like really good too. So that's the one way NAU has a shot, though, is if they just start running and gunning and
Beasley's also not scared to mix it up. And
oh, not at all.
And you
the
saw
the problem is though there she's so like
a little volatile.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you saw Eastern yesterday.
She can go nuts and score 25 or she can throw the ball into the stand 7 times. So
you saw Eastern yesterday have an intentional foul, which should have been a technical. You saw them pushing and shoving and kind of getting a little bit under their skin. And I thought that NAU is probably going to play into that and try to, you know, we're not talking about fighting on the court here, but we're talking about, mixing it up a little bit.
Eastern certainly not scared to mix it up. Big Sky Breakdown, SkylineSportsMT.com, proudly presented in part by the Jewelry Design Center. Jewelry Design Center has locations in Washington, both Spokane and Tri-Cities. They are relatively new to Missoula. We're going to stop saying they're new soon, but you need to go check them out if you haven't already. It's across the street from the Montana Club on Brooks, and they have a jaw-dropping, stunning showroom with so much elite jewelry in it, and they can also make you elite jewelry as well. I got my wedding ring made for me. It's unreal. I got some gold that Brooks and my father mined in the mines of underground mines of Nevada from back in the day, and it's cool, man. I look at it every day, and as Brian Toon, the owner and operator there at Jewelry Design Center, always says, it's the jewelry itself is beautiful, and we love just, you know, the timeless nature of it, but it's the memories that the jewelry reminds us of that keeps us coming back for more. Also gotta say thanks to Town Pump has kept us fueled up all year long. Honestly, we went more than 4,000 miles across the western United States during football season, and Town Pump Brawl the Wild by the Mile kept us rolling, and they got us to Boise as well, and they'll get us back. It's gonna be a drive tomorrow, but we'll make her. It'll be good. We're certainly gonna hit up Town Pump as soon as we get back into Montana. No matter where you're at in Montana, there's a Town Pump right down the road, Montana's best for more than 6 decades.
Join Town Pump's Pump It Up Rewards Plus program and never pay full price for fuel again.
Save 5 cents on every gallon every day at any Town Pump across Montana.
Plus, earn and redeem points on your favorite in-store items to get free stuff with our clubs.
Stop in and pick up a rewards card. Download the Pump It Up Rewards Plus app today.
Or visit townpump.com/rewards to register and start saving.
All right, so how about the men's tournament? I'll start with this. I'll tell you what I've been impressed with for each of these teams. For Montana State, I've been very impressed with their ability to bounce back when they've had some pretty disheartening losses. They've had some big lulls where they've had some pretty poor performances, whether it was losing to Rocky Mountain College, the NAIA team out of Billings, Montana, in the non-conference, or, you know, getting swept by the Grizz, or, you know, getting beat by Idaho at home, getting beat by Sac State at home. Those are bad losses. And some would say inexcusable. But every time they've had those bad losses, they've swung back on the other end and then looked really good. You could see that they were going to be a dangerous team coming into this tournament because they beat everybody in the league that's good, including Eastern Washington, including Northern Colorado, including Weber State. They beat all the good teams of the regular season except the Grizz. So Matt Logie's done a great job considering what he inherited. He was the last Division I coach in the country that was hired last year.
Ouch.
There was no big men left, and then his whole roster left, right? He gets hired. Great Osabar leaves. Darius Brown leaves. Raekwon Battle leaves. And because you're late in the game, you're just trying to recruit a roster out of the transfer portal, basically. And all the good guys are already gone. Like, they tried to make a run at Julius Mims, who was going to Idaho, and he's like, sorry, man, I'm already signed and committed. Like, you're late. You're too late. Can't do it. So they pieced together this roster. They got some serious holes on their roster, but they also have some seriously good players on their roster. And they put it together in this. And I think Logie has made great runs in the national tournament on the D2 and D3 levels, and you can tell that. He knows how to coach in a tournament.
Yeah, it's a different game.
It's a totally different game. And I thought Montana State has been exceedingly impressive these last couple of nights. I mean, it was a 9-point margin, but they kicked Weber's ass, man. They ran them out of the gym in the second half, and it was pretty impressive to watch.
Yeah, they were down 10 and then up 20 in a matter of like 8 to 10.
66 points in the second half is like a crazy
number. They were down 10 right before halftime, and then within the first 5 minutes, 6 minutes of gameplay in the second half, they were up 20. I mean, it's completely insane. When it comes to tournament time, Coulter, the hot teams are the teams you don't want to play, and the hot teams are the teams that can, you know, cause an upset. Montana State doesn't particularly match up well against the Grizz, but when you have leadership like Robert Ford and you have someone, I mean, I've loved his mentality after each win of saying, hey, no celebrating. We got business to do. The only team that's done that I've seen this year, let alone probably ever. Most teams at least are jumping up and down a little bit. And he says, no go, because we got business to do. And I mean, he's a warrior, man. There's really no one like him in the league. Unquestionably one of the best players in the league.
No doubt.
He's such a good defensive player. And
true or false, Robert Ford's the best player we're going to watch in the game tonight. Anamudi's so sweet, but Robert Ford can impact the game in more ways.
He can, but what I'm getting to, my point would be that he can also, if he doesn't shoot it well, if he goes one for five from three, like, he'll also take you out of it. He's got to have a huge game for them to have a chance.
That's right.
And I think he will. But that being said, Anamudi's a little bit more consistent, steady. You know you're going to get 18 to 24 points, and you know, that kind of thing, when you could hang your hat on that, and then you can let DeSean Thomas, you can let some of these guys to go off. I mean, if Josh Vasquez shoots it well, you're talking about a really, really talented Grizz team. They're not very deep. You know, I think that they really only have 5-6 guys, and then it kind of falls off quick. But
the craziest part is that all the, like, 6 of the 7 guys we're going to see in the game are seniors. Now that Jordan Williams is actually getting minutes again.
Yep.
Every guy that's playing is a senior.
Right.
Besides Tajon Sawyer, he's a junior.
But the Cats have a couple difference makers. Sam Lekalot, I mean, the way he's playing right now is at such a high level defensively on the boards, and then he's shooting it well. And if you got a guy that can, you know, change the game, tilt the game with his defensive, just his body in general, just being able to body somebody, and then you're going to hit 3 or 4 threes in a game. I mean, you're talking about a team that you – at this point, of course, you want to play. You're in the championship, but hot teams like this in March are the ones that do it. Do they have enough left in the tank? You know, I saw a bunch of teams this week huffing and puffing after multiple games in a row. You come out there, you just don't have your legs. At this point, the coaches always will say, flush it. We can't worry about any of that. We got to bring it from the tip, and we can't worry about our legs. We can't worry about being tired, but there's a reality that we have to face here too. The Grizz have had a much easier path to this point, not saying that they're not tired, not saying that it's not a slog for everybody, but I do think that Montana State, if they can keep their legs and Robert Ford, you know, gets the motor going, it's a tough team to beat.
Big Sky Breakdown, SkylineSportsMT.com, presented in part by Holloway and Hulling Lye, your advocates for justice throughout the state of Montana. Nathan Holling's lived a life of service. He has a background in the United States military, and he is very, very engaged in helping out people that need help. Here's a little bit more about Nathan Holling's background, not only in the legal world, but just in general.
I've been practicing law for over 12 years. I started my career in the United States Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps from 2009 to 2017 and started practicing law in the Marine Corps in 2012 as a prosecutor. As a prosecutor, I handled just about every type of case you can imagine, from simple misdemeanors to special victims cases, violent assaults, you name it, I handled it. And then in 2017, when I discharged from the Marine Corps, I moved to Montana, first in Stevensville, then eventually up here in Missoula. And I began practicing primarily criminal defense and then some personal injury.
Well, on the Grizz side, Brooks, the Grizz, they never had like a poor stretch where they lost multiple games in a row during the regular season. But they also never had an upswing where they won multiple games in a row and got hot until lately. It was like win one, lose one, win one, lose one. They split the first 5 weekends of Big Sky Conference play. Since then, though, they've really put it together and they've really surged down the stretch here. I think there's several factors, right? Experienced guys that know how to play together. I mean, they had returned the most players and anybody in the league by a long shot. Everybody else lost all their guys. You know, we're talking about Dalton Connect and Great Osabar and Darius Brown. All these, you got Raekwon Battle playing at a higher level. Isaac Jones.
Top 15 players in the country.
I mean, they're all playing at a really high level. None of those guys were the Grizz guys, though. Right, Anna Moody decided to stay. Deshaun Thomas decided to stay. Brandon Whitney is back for his fourth year. Josh Vasquez gets a fifth year. You know, Laluoke is improved, and he's back as a senior. So all of a sudden now you got an experienced core that's played together for a couple years. More than anything, though, with the ferocity that Travis DeCuir demands from his teams, being on the same page, but more importantly, just liking each other by the end of the year is such an important factor. That's what you see with this Grizz team that's so much different than any team since the pandemic. Coach DeCuir's teams always used to be talented and dogs, and they would always figure out a way to bring it together at the end of the year. Since the pandemic, talented, not dogs, not bringing it together towards the end of the year. It's back. This team isn't as good as those two teams went to the NCAA tournament, but they're together and they're playing really well together, and that's what makes them a big-time favorite tonight.
And they're absolutely the perfect construction of a team. And you needed Lou to come along. Okay, you needed him to develop. You needed him to be able to play big-time minutes, especially on the defensive end. But when you talk about the construction of a team, you have a jumping jack rim runner. You have the best stretch four in the league.
Right.
And then you have three elite shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Brandon Whitney's from the mid-range, even if he's getting to the rim, he's still an elite scorer.
For sure, yeah.
With two of the – I mean, who's better shooter than Vasquez and Moody in the league? I mean, are they the two best shooters in the league?
Well, Moody's the best shooter
in the league. When Vasquez gets hot, though, it's been his entire career.
I mean, the craziest part is that Deshaun Thomas is – also one of the best shooters.
Right. I say he's the best stretch four because of his ability to shoot them. When you're talking about modern-day basketball, there's no more perfect construction than what they have there. A downhill guy that can kick to either corner with a stretch four and a jumping jack at the rim. I mean, it really is. When it's chugging, man, if they're not even playing well, they're still going to score 75, 80 points. If they start playing well, I mean, they score 90 points, and it's like it's a hard team to beat.
I mean, they shot 62% in Bozeman, and they scored 89.
Yeah.
Ran the Cats straight off the floor. Yep. I mean, it was like a barrage from start to finish.
It just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And, you know, you probably – it's been interesting. It's been refreshing, but also a little bit interesting to see the refereeing in this tournament. They've let them play. Let them play a lot. And that's a great thing for the you know, just the aesthetics, watching it as a fan, as someone covering it. You like to see the game keep moving along. But there's also a little bit less of that chess match of being able to get a guy in foul trouble and move deeper into the bench. The Grizz haven't had to do that this tournament. Benefit for them. But when you start to put in, you know, 3-4, there was a stretch actually last game that they had that. But you start to get into your bench a little bit deeper and you don't have quite the same rhythm. I think that's where Montana State would have to capitalize. And if you can get one of those guys that we mentioned in that starting five in foul trouble.
Thanks to our great friends at Jewelry Design Center. Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life.
At Jewelry Design Center, they can make anything you desire.
We have branded jewelry that you'll see across the world and the country. And you have full access to our full manufacturing shop. You can look in the case. You don't have to start out designing something. You can see anything that we have in the case that customize it for your personal experience.
Jewelry Design Center, now open in Missoula at 2501 Brook Street across from the Montana Club. Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life.
You also got to give Travis DeCuir a ton of credit for a variety of things, but two very striking things. One, we have talked on this podcast and on Nuanez Now on ESPN Radio for several years about how deplorably bad Montana was offensively. They were like impossible to watch.
Yeah.
Like we used to have a coverage plan to go to every single Grizz home men's basketball game because it was so entertaining and it was one of the best products that we could watch, observe, cover, and present to the folks, because the photos were so great. The high flying action, they're such a fun team.
So much pace.
And then they just fell off. And even though they've been like fine in the league, from a visual perspective, it's been excruciating to try to cover. Like it's been bad basketball to the point where then we're sitting on this podcast like questioning, like, do these guys even watch modern basketball? Like,
yeah.
What is the style that we're doing?
Yeah.
Figure it out. That's one thing that Coach
strangled the life out of it too.
He deserves so much credit because they went from the last three seasons being just a slog it out 61-point team to then boom. You got a perfectly constructed offensive roster for modern day basketball, just like you said. You broke it down already, so we don't need to rehash the whys that is. He deserves so much credit for that. He also deserves so much credit for this. To be the hot rising coach in the conference as a Power 5 assistant that comes to your alma mater, and you go to the championship game year one, you go to the championship game year two, then you reload and you have your best teams ever back-to-back years. You go to the NCAA tournament. You've been at the Chipper four times in 5 years. You've been at the dance two times. You had like a team that looked like they could compete in a Power 5 conference playing in the Big Sky Conference. And then it all goes off the rails. The pandemic messes up your culture worse than probably any other team in the league. And part of that's just because of where they recruit from and where Montana's located at. If you're getting inner city kids from Oakland and Seattle to come to Missoula and they got to sit their ass in a dorm room and eat Jimmy John's, why would they want to stay? You have to be able to go out in Missoula and like hang out and go to the park and go to the Brewfest and go to Stocks and go to all these places. So that really set them back. But for Coach DeCuir to be the hot name in the league and the guy that everybody thought was going to have a big-time job, and then to see all of his colleagues go on, to see Jeff Linder leave the league and move on to Wyoming, to see Danny Sprinkle leave the league and move on to Utah State, and then to be stuck in a rut and be dwelling on it and have a program that is stuck in a state of misery, basically, to acknowledge that, turn the page on that, and then get back on track, and now all of a sudden – if they go to the tournament, isn't his name back in the rising ranks again? At least has to get a little bit of momentum. It's hard to get it as hot as when you're striking while the iron's hot. But for him to do that and to get back to this point, I just think he deserves so much credit, because I know we were very critical of them because they did fall off so hard from when they were at their best. And now they're back to being fun to watch and fun to cover. And so much of that comes down to their head coach and their coaching staff.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the coaching staff has stayed intact mostly throughout that entire time. You know, the lead assistants, both, you know, Brian Flores and Cobb have both been there have both been there for years with Trav and hung in there. And to have that continuity deserves a lot of credit. But I don't want to take away from what you said, Coulter, because I agree with you, but I do want to make it very clear that good players make good teams, and
that's right.
That's just the facts of it.
Totally.
You know, the players play.
To have a guy like Anand Moody be in the circle of this league.
He has seven college degrees.
You're right, but like, he's fine at North Dakota and he was fine at Southern Utah. He was just a stand in the corner role player that scored 7 points per game. To get him and then empower him in the role he's had to become one of the most electric scorers we've ever covered.
It's a lot of development. Absolutely. Yeah, give him the car keys and actually develop him. And it's a great story, man. It's they have a lot to be proud of.
No doubt. Big Sky Breakdown, SkylineSportsMT.com. All right, so last thing here, thanks to our great friends at Old Works Golf Course. Visit PlayOldWorks.com for all updates, including upcoming. It's coming around the corner. We're sitting here on March 13th. Golf season's here. It's going to be here in just a quick minute. PlayOldWorks.com. Keys to this matchup then. I guess we'll just do it like this. The Bobcats will win if
they have to shoot it well.
They got to shoot well, and I think what you said earlier is exactly right. It's not just they. Robert Ford has to shoot it well.
No.
Their whole team.
They got to hit 10 threes.
At least 10 threes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
They hit 10 threes in the second half against Weber State.
Yeah, no, they got to shoot it well.
And then last night, Montana State hit 11 threes, so they've hit 21 threes in the last three halves of play. So
I like the kind of the one hitter because that's just – I think that's true.
Yeah.
But if I want to go a little deeper, I think that they have to find a way to control the pace at some point.
That's right.
And that maybe you junk it up. Maybe – I don't know what you do. But if you try to match the pace and you try to get up and down with Montana, I don't think that'll go well for you.
And the reason that the Grizz were the lone team to sweep the Cats – well, there's two things. One, the Cats at least in the first two matchups can't guard the Grizz. They can't guard them. The Grizz scored 89.
I don't know who's guarding them right now.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
But the Cats really can't guard them. I mean, right. the two best offensive performances of the season for the Grizz were against the Cats. I mean, they just killed them.
You don't have to guard a team that doesn't have the ball.
I mean, Travis DeKeir said after the Cat-Grizz game in Missoula that he thought that was the single best offensively executed game of his entire coaching career.
He did say that.
So,
but do you get what I'm saying? You don't have to defend a team that doesn't have the ball.
That's true.
Slow it down. Play.
That's right.
Dictate some of your own pace.
The other thing is that Robert Ford has gone nuts and been the hero for the Cats for the duration of the season, and the Grizz have completely
ate him up.
They've just ate him up. They've knocked. I mean, he was hurt. He looked like he hurt his ribs. Yep, in
kept,
Missoula.
Kept
like,
hitting the deck. Yep.
I mean, they just kept.
Yep.
Fouling just going him, at banging him, go at him, yep. Getting at him. Yep. And that derails everything because then if he's not going, then you can render Brian Garacki way less relevant because you can just deny Garacki the ball in the corner and you know. Keep him out there on the perimeter. Tyler Patterson is, you know, largely and I mean, he has to have somebody to give him the ball. He's a sniper from deep, but he have to give him the ball. Brandon Walker, if Ford's not going, you can just double Brandon Walker, and then he's irrelevant because he's on 6'5" post.
And sometimes when Ford's getting banged around like that, he tries to meet that moment and bang back, yeah. And it's like, man, sometimes you got to just like
no doubt
just retract and
in
just
the last two matches, what the Grizz did was they just said, okay, we're gonna take away. We're going to bang Ford. We're going to take away Patterson
and
Garacki,
then let everyone else go.
Double Brandon Walker. And, okay, you want to take Eddie Turner 18-foot jumpers all day?
Go for it.
That's great. Like, Eddie Turner scored 18 and 20 points in the last two rivalry games.
Yep.
And they'll take it. That's what you take. Okay, I like that. I agree with you. I think it's spot on.
Eddie Turner's also injured. He dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, boy.
That's why he was all wrapped up. If you guys see that on the TV.
Appreciate our friends at Holloway and Hulling Law. What sets Holloway and Hulling apart?
I think what distinguishes our firm is collectively our experience. I think that's really important. Nathan and I both have handled hundreds and hundreds of criminal cases. We work on our large cases together. It's not like a situation where you hire a law firm, you hire the owner or the partner, and then you're going to have someone else handling all the actual reviewing the evidence and going through things. I mean, we take personal responsibility for all of our clients, and we work together on a lot of them to try and get good results. And I also think that it is a result-oriented business to a degree, and we get good results. If you're ever, you know, interviewing lawyers or trying to figure out who to hire, call us. We can show it to you. We can prove what we've done for our clients in the past and what we'll continue to do for them in the future.
Another thing you can do is you can go to our website. You can look at our recent cases and the results that we've gotten in those cases. And also in a little over 12 months, we've gotten almost 60 Google reviews. And I think people can go there and see what our past clients have thought of us.
All right, the Grizz will win this game if?
If they just play good defense. Yeah, I think it's all defensively because those five guys we mentioned, rather the four guys with OK running rim to rim, they're going to score the rock. They're going to score 75 points. They're going to score 80 points. I mean,
it's crazy how.
So you got to defend because you don't want if you get in a shootout, if you score 80 and you end up losing, there's only one reason. So if you just defend, if you hold this Montana State team to below 70 points, you're winning this game.
It's like impossible for the Grizz to not score like 75 points.
It's impossible.
Like Moody and Vasquez and Thomas can all shoot it poorly, and they're still going to figure out a way to, like, they've shot it so bad against Idaho, and Idaho was slowing it all the way down, and it just seemed like the worst offensive game of their whole season, and they still won 73-70.
Well, those three guys are scoring 15 bare men, so you have, I mean, right, the four guys.
They're just going to take
the four guys
each.
Are scoring 15 if they have terrible games, so you got 60 on the board already.
Right.
I mean, you're just going to get to 70, and again, if you can hold the team under 70, you're winning.
Yeah, last night, Sean Thomas had 21, Brandon Whitney had 17, Anna Moody had 12, Lalooka had 10, Josh Vasquez had 8, so it's a pretty balanced scoring barrage. And even last night, too, Idaho State slowed it down, and the Grizz called off the dogs. So a couple statistical notes for you before we get out of here. This is the first CAC Grizz game in the Big Sky Tournament since 2009. This is the first time they've played in the championship since 1986, and only the second time ever they've played in the Big Sky Tournament championship. So that's fascinating. The Grizz are 11-9 in Big Sky championship games. This is their 21st appearance, but one of their losses was to the Cats in 1986. The Cats are in the championship game for the fourth year in a row. They're looking to become, I believe, the first team ever in Big Sky Conference history to go to three straight NCAA tournaments. That'd be pretty crazy.
It's wild.
Given the history of Weber State and Montana and Eastern lately.
And Montana State's non-history.
I mean, non-history. Right. Yeah. The Cats couldn't win.
They had two good runs.
I was trying to explain this to the media corps right now, and Bozeman's really young. I was trying to explain this to him. I was like, you guys, it used to be like a non-possibility for the Cats to win a game at the Big
for
Sky
like
Tournament.
For like 16, 17 years.
Forever. For multiple
my
coaches.
My entire life.
Multiple coaches.
Yeah, couldn't win.
And a now game. Here they are. They can't lose. They've only lost one Big Sky Tournament game since the pandemic. One.
It's culture, baby.
It's culture, for sure. And Matt Logie's done a good job of carrying over the culture from Danny Sprinkle. So, first time since 1986 for the Chipper, second time ever. And here's your last little stat. We'll get you out of here on this. Larry Krestowiak was the three-time Big Sky MVP on that 1986 Montana team. The Big Sky Conference was the first league in America to add the three-point line.
Wow.
Experimental three-point line.
Look at this.
And the Cats, that was the single lowest record, least wins of any team in the history of the Big Sky Conference tournament to win the tournament. They were a 14-win team coming into it, just like this Cat team is. And they hit 11 three-pointers in that 1986 championship game, which at that moment was like a transcendent, unbelievable thing.
Making it rain.
And they sent Larry Krestowiak home.
Wow.
Without a NCAA tournament. So Larry Krestowiak's the only three-time MVP in league history, and he and Mike Montgomery, who's arguably the greatest coach in Big Sky history, never went to the NCAA tournament because they lost to the Cats two times in 3 years because of the three-point line.
The more you know, folks.
The more you know. Big Sky Breakdown, SkylineSportsMT.com. Thanks to all our great sponsors for helping us get to Boise, Holloway and Hulling Law, Old Works Golf Course, Jewelry Design Center, and Town Pump. We'll have more tomorrow. I don't know when we're going to get the content out because the game's not going to end until 1:30 in the morning. By the time we actually – we're going to have to then turn around and drive back to Missoula. So we'll have content.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the ninth Cat or Grizz game. Not playing each other, but ninth Cat and Grizz game we've covered in 3 days.
In 3 days.
Is that real?
So here we are. So we'll have a whole bunch of content coverage for you, SkylineSportsMT.com. Really appreciate these guys for rolling with me, Brooks Nuanez, Andrew Houghton. It's been it gets more challenging every year. I don't really know how we can do this as we continue to get older. But at the end of the day, I am proud of what we're putting out. So
very much so. Our email addresses are out there. They're just our names. Send us internship resumes. We're looking for people.
You want to intern at Skyline Sports?
We're looking for people.
For real. Coulter.Nuanez@gmail.com. Brooks.Nuanez@gmail.com.
Send your resumes.
We got jobs that include uploading videos to YouTube, naming photos. We got all sorts of jobs for you. We'll get you down here.
You can mix audio. You can film stuff. We'll do everything for you.
Really, truly, hit us up. SkylineSportsMT.com every day, every season. Thanks for being here, man.
Yep, later.
Jewelry Design Center is not your average jewelry store. The friendly, welcoming staff is so excited to be in Montana, and the craftsmanship, unique creativity, care, and artisanship you'll receive is second to none. Is there anything you guys can't do?
We don't cut diamonds.
Okay, yeah.
But we can facilitate that.
Right.
It's unique that we cast our own metal, we grow our own models, we hand carve, as well as use computer-aided technology to design. We're pushing the limits of what we had previously thought was impossible.
Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life.